It is underlined from time to time what our motorcycling sportsmen risk when they go out for the enjoyment of themselves and for the crowd to put their machinery and their mettle to the test. Over the years, the names become as familiar as household words. We may not have met them, but we will know them, because motorcycling is so important to the whole island. And when something happens, as it did at the weekend at Jerby, where Gary Carswell lost his life, there is a loss felt by the whole community. I suppose initially there's shock at Jerby, in practice. But then we recall the passing of Joey Dunlop in an event in Estonia. The craft of the biker is thrilling, exciting, but also damned dangerous. Gary Carswell knew that. His family knew that. But it was what he lived for. And in 2004, in the Senior TT, the island applauded his skill.
Gary Carswell, a Manx fella from Mackled, of course. He gets his third place and, of course, winning the Senior Manx there not so long ago now, coming into the holding area. Hopefully this is the first of many. And Gary, take your gloves off. Have you given her a kiss yet? You're going to give her a kiss before you talk to me. Take your lid off first. Here comes the boy. He jumps all over the top of him. Oh, this could be an Arsenal moment at Wembley a few years ago. So you hope you're picking this up in the background.
Oh, it's amazing. When I saw I got a board at, I think it was Ballacrane, saying position three. I couldn't believe it. And then I noticed H was touring through Glen Helen. So I had a good idea it might have been him that was ahead of me on the road there. So this is brilliant.
Where to start? That's the question. What a character he was. Well liked, well loved, well respected. And it was a very difficult Saturday afternoon because we had word and knowledge of Gary's passing at around 2 o'clock, and myself on air, Chris Kinley, who was actually up at Jerby and giving us the grim details off the programmes, Dave Christian and Simon Clark, we all knew Gary, so it was a very difficult afternoon to continue with the programmes within the background, that knowledge. Not one of the Saturdays that I'll care to remember, but I will remember Gary as a fantastic person, but above all else a great rider. And that 2004 Senior TT, undoubtedly the highlight of his career. He was some distance behind the Taz Suzukis of Adrian Archibald and Bruce Anstey, but Gary on a Suzuki himself was a very good third place. Okay, there were notable retirements that day, and I can think of Ian Locker, Ryan Farquhar, Paul Hunt, Jason Griffiths and John McGuinness, to name a few, but it was a thoroughly deserved podium for Gary Carswell. And not a flash in the pan, because he had 8 top 10 finishes during his TT career. He of course had made his debut at the Manx Grand Prix in 1991. That was his debut around the mountain course. And then in 1997, he won the Senior Manx Grand Prix on the Wilson and Collins Kawasaki. And that was comfortable as well, 26 seconds ahead. But we put the news on the Manx Radio TT Facebook page, the grim news, to tell fans right across the world. And already the reach of that post has been well in excess of 120,000 and continuing to rise. And I don't think I've seen a reaction to a post on the Manx Radio TT Facebook page like that before. And that says volumes as to what people thought about Gary Carswell. Well, the paddock is going to miss a great character. He always had time for a word, usually a little bit of a rib take as well. There was always laughter around Gary Carswell. And the paddock will be a sorer place without him, and I think I can speak for everyone on Manx Radio TT when I say that we will miss you, Gary. Our thoughts, though, with Lisa, his wife, his daughter Amy, and the rest of the family and the true real friends of Gary Carswell at this really sad time.
Manx Radio sports editor Tim Glover with that tribute to Gary Carswell, who died at the weekend.